Welcome to TechNet Radio, your guide to the IT universe.
Hi, and welcome to TechNet Radio. I'm Aurora Queen, and this is our first show for 2007, Tuesday, January 2nd. Today we have Matt Hester speaking with Arpan Shah. Arpan Shah is a product manager at Microsoft for the SharePoint team, and they'll discuss some of the new features and functionalities in SharePoint Server 2007. So without any delay, let's jump right in. Here's Matt Hester interviewing Arpan Shah on TechNet Radio.
Good day, everyone. My name is Matt Hester. I'm a TechNet Radio interview today. Today we have an exciting interview for you. We have Arpan Shah on the line. So Arpan, why don't you tell them a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Thanks, Matt. My name is Arpan Shah, and I'm a group product manager for the SharePoint team. And my team's primary responsibility is technical readiness, so making sure our customers, partners, and folks at Microsoft are ready to deploy SharePoint technology. And I work very closely with the development team on future versions of SharePoint technology. And I've been in the SharePoint space for about 5 years, a little over 5 years. So I was very much involved with SPS 2003 and, of course, most recently WSS 3.0 and Office SharePoint Server 2007.
Oh, that's fantastic. So we got a new version of SharePoint coming right around the corner, don't we, Arpan?
We've actually released. So it's available to all businesses. So we announced business availability on November 30th.
Oh, fantastic.
So people can actually go to the volume licensing sites or MSDN and actually download Office SharePoint Server. And, of course, WSS 3.0 is already available. So if you're a Windows Server 2003 customer, you can download it, install it, and get up and running.
Oh, so it's available today. That's fantastic. So wait a second, though. I just heard something, Arpan. You said SharePoint Server. Did we forget a word there?
Good question. So just to be clear, I should probably spend just 2 minutes explaining what SharePoint, how the word SharePoint should be used. So people use the word SharePoint very loosely, if you will. And there are two versions of SharePoint technology. There's Windows SharePoint Services 3.0, which is a part of Windows Server 2003. And there's Office SharePoint Server 2007. And what Matt's alluding to is that the previous version used to be called SharePoint Portal Server 2003, and now it's Office SharePoint Server 2007. And we deliberately took out the word portal because Office SharePoint Server offers a lot more than portal capabilities. So we didn't want to confuse customers and have them think this is only a portal product. Having said that, I do want to assure you that there is portal technology in there. So you can build portals, you can build workspaces, you can build all different types of applications with Office SharePoint Server.
So that's fantastic. It sounds like we kind of wrapped portal into this whole new server product and gave it all kinds of different tentacles that we can reach out and talk to the rest of our environment.
Exactly.
What are some of those other key things that we didn't do before, or maybe customers ask us to have these products do?
There are a lot of things that we do in Office SharePoint Server 2007. So the first thing I want to point out is that Office SharePoint Server 2007 is the evolution of SPS 2003 that I just mentioned, as well as the evolution of CMS 2002, which was our web content management solution. So with Office SharePoint Server 2007, we provide one single infrastructure to really host any type of business productivity application. So if you're a customer and you want to have publishing sites, or you want to have BI dashboards, or you want to have collaboration workspaces, or you want to have an enterprise search solution, Office SharePoint Server provides that one platform. And what this means for IT is that it's just one backup story, one disaster recovery story, one deployment story, and they don't have to manage all these siloed applications that an organization would typically have to do. They don't have to have their collab solution, the portal solution, their search solution, et cetera. It's just covered by Office SharePoint Server. So not only do you get a consistent deployment experience if you're IT, but you can also host all this on the same hardware, so you get some benefits there. And, of course, you get an integrated experience. So if you have a BI dashboard that you've actually served up and you have a collaborative workspace that you set up, you can actually share content and applications across this. So you're really breaking barriers across what are typically siloed applications.
So now are the users of these applications going to have anything unique? In other words, is the IT pro going to have to deploy additional components, these desktops, for the users to take advantage of this?
No, absolutely not. And the reason why I hesitated just a little bit is there we have a very rich browser experience, as well as really strong integration with Office clients. So if you're an end user, you can actually interact with SharePoint workspaces and SharePoint sites using a browser, using either Internet Explorer or Firefox or the browser of your choice. Or you can actually use Office, whether it's Office 2007, which is the latest client release, or Office 2003, you basically get a best better experience with the client. So one of the benefits of having the client application is that users can use an environment they're very familiar with. Users typically know Word, typically know PowerPoint, typically know Excel, and with that tight integration, users can create content and then use SharePoint technology as a way of collaborating and really taking what is their individual productivity with the client and making it or transforming it into organizational productivity, all transparently, if you will, or seamlessly. But of course, we have a very, very, very strong browser story as well, so you don't have to have the client. So you really get to choose the tools or the technologies that you want, and as an IT professional, you don't have to deploy additional bits onto the client machine.
So we can basically leverage what's there on the desktop for the folks and use what they like to use and not have to learn all this whole new interface. So from the IT perspective, what kind of things are we making their job easier to maintain these sites? Because obviously when you give the users the ability to create sites, we get all these portals, and I should say SharePoint sites, all up in the world. What do we do to give the administrator ease of management over all of that?
Sure. So again, I think it's important, and I don't think I mentioned this before, one of the strong philosophies of SharePoint technology is the notion of self-service. So, you know, not having IT become a bottleneck and having to be involved when any time they need to create a workspace or what have you. Now, when you give users so much control, as you've alluded to, you also want to make sure, as we do, you want to make sure IT has the right tools and the right management capabilities to be able to manage what users can do and what they can't do. So there are a variety of things we do, and just to list a few of them. One of the things that we do is we actually have the notion of a quota. So IT can set a quota and actually say how much quota that a particular application can use, right? So at a site collection level or a group of sites, you can say, oh, you can only have so many megabytes or whatever that might be. So you can control the amount of content that gets stored or used in application. Other thing, of course, is security groups. So we have very fine-grained security in terms of what users can do and what they can't. So you can have someone who's just a reader who can only read stuff, or you can have someone who can contribute, who can actually add content and create what are known as lists. And then you can, of course, have the site admin who can actually make additional changes, change user groups, change certain aspects of look and feel, and so on and so forth. So through security, we do a lot of that. And then, of course, we have some great tools for backup and So IT can effectively schedule and backup their applications or their content databases and actually back that up and then restore it at any point that they want. The other tools, and these are examples. I encourage you to check out the documentation. But we also have a command line tool where IT can do things like deploy an application or deploy what's known as a feature if you're a developer, and that feature or that application or what have you gets replicated across the different web servers in the web server farm. So that way IT doesn't have to go and, you know, deploy bits and pieces of application on every single web server. It just automatically happens through a variety of things we've done in the platform. So those are just some examples of the kind of functionality and tools in which IT can actually go ahead and manage the use of SharePoint technology.
Well, that sounds awesome. I mean, the ability to do some of these things are a lot easier than what we had, even though we're giving more functionality. It seems like we're also up-leveling our management capabilities to make it easy for the IT pro, which is fantastic. So let me kind of switch gears a little bit for you, Arpan, because I know you talk a lot to our customers around deployment. What are I would assume that we can coexist with 2003, but what is the upgrade path? How would somebody actually take a 2003 SharePoint portal server and move it to a 2007 SharePoint server?
So IT professionals and customers have many different options of upgrading, and the first thing I want to say is that we're using the word upgrade and not migrate. And there are a variety of things that customers can do. And I've seen customers take different approaches. So just to name a couple, one is what what I would say is a big bang approach, which is essentially upgrade your entire farm to the next version. And you can actually go ahead and do that in place, and you can actually have things where it gets redirected depending on what sites have been upgraded and what sites haven't. In the big bang, you would actually upgrade the whole farm. And the other thing I just alluded to is you have side-by-side, which is the ability to have some of your sites on SPS 2003 and have some of your sites on Office SharePoint Server, and then there's a way to redirect depending on what you've done. So IT really has the option of choosing the way they want to do it, and we've made it really flexible to do that.
So it sounds like we can kind of do either. It just depends what the customer wants to do. What have you seen as kind of the best recommendation? What have you seen some of our customers doing in successfully deploying SharePoint?
So I've seen different customers do different things, and one of the things that we did at Microsoft is we actually upgraded our entire farm to Office SharePoint Server 2007, and as sites got upgraded, users got a different experience, or they got redirected to different sites. So users would see, sometimes they would see the 2003 version, or they would see the 2007 version, and that way it didn't interfere with their work. So it really depends on the business case, or it depends on what the use case is. So if you're an IT department and you want to upgrade and want to continue driving or keeping some of your solutions on SPS 2003, you can essentially do an upgrade in place where you can do a gradual upgrade. If you're an organization who may not be using a lot of SharePoint technology today, or on the other hand, if you're using a highly customized SharePoint solution, then you may want to consider starting from scratch, and here's why. There's a lot of new features and functionalities we've added in SharePoint Server 2007. So sometimes, and in my experience, it doesn't always make sense migrating everything one for one. So one good example is something like workflow. So some customers have developed their own custom workflows, and while those custom workflows will work, assuming you follow the guidelines in SharePoint Server 2007, it's important to make sure you do the gap analysis, because it might make more sense using the workflow capabilities that we provide out of the box. And there's several other examples. For example, there are some customers who've used the content editor web part to do some kind of basic web content management, but in the next version, we have things like page layouts and much deeper web content management capabilities. So you may want to re-architect your solution, if you will, to take advantage of those new features. And I've seen customers, for simple workspaces, they just go in and upgrade it. And I've seen some customers kind of re-architect their solutions to take advantage of all these features. So again, the answer really depends on what people are trying to do. And I encourage people to really do that gap analysis to make sure you don't blindly upgrade, but you start taking advantage of those new features where you probably didn't before.
So it sounds like that if they haven't done a lot of customizations, their experience is going to be fairly straightforward moving forward. But if they've done a lot of, it really depends on customizing of the sites. It really depends on what they've done. And it's like, it's not so much it won't migrate over, it's just, hey, do you want to take advantage of the new things?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And I think it's really important for people to do that kind of analysis, because when you're getting all these great new features with Office SharePoint Server, you should take a look at how you could use them in your current solution.
Okay, so that's fantastic. So it sounds like it's fairly straightforward to move it over. So, Arpan, if I had to ask you, I know it's tough, but what are your top three things that you really think that we got right with this version?
So, again, I'm a little biased here, but I'll say it. I actually have a strong web content management background. So I think one of the best things we've done is ECM in general. I think merging document management capabilities, web content management capabilities, records management, forms management into one platform, I think, is one of the biggest things. Now, customers can manage essentially all their content on SharePoint technology, whether it's web or whether it's document content, and take advantage of the rich document library or list capabilities. So irrespective of whether it's web content or it's a document, each piece of content can take advantage of things like the recycle bin, can take advantage of single item security, can take advantage of things like RSS. So I would say that's one. So ECM is one of them.
You just mentioned RSS. It sounds like we could set up blogs now very easily with SharePoint. Is that correct?
That's right. So with Windows SharePoint Services, you actually get blog and wiki templates. So basically, if you're an IT department, you can actually host SharePoint technology And individuals in your organizations can very easily set up wikis and blogs on a self-service basis. And of course, you get RSS feeds attached with that, so people could subscribe to that with IE or Outlook or the RSS reader of their choice. So the second big area, I would say, is enterprise search. And the reason why is we've made a tremendous investment in search on many different fronts. One is just improved relevancy. We've really looked at enterprise search and taken a look at what relevancy means to an enterprise versus the internet. So enterprise search is different from internet for a variety of reasons. Just to mention a few, you have many different types of data types. You have structured, unstructured data. Security is paramount in terms of importance in the enterprise. You also have different types of metadata tagging on the internet. There's a lot of great meta tagging because people want to be searchable on the enterprise. People don't typically tag their data and so on and so forth. So we've really made a big investment in terms of relevancy. The other thing that we've done is we've improved our people search capabilities. So with SharePoint technology now, you can import data from an LDAP directory, for example, or Active Directory, making it easy for people to find experts. So we have a people search engine in SharePoint Server. Another example of our great enterprise search investments is our ability to search business data. So one of the things that organizations have told us is, hey, I have a lot of data in different databases, SQL Server and Oracle, and different line of business applications like SAP and Siebel. And now, as long as the data source is accessible through ADO.net or accessible through XML Web Services, our search system in Office SharePoint Server 2007 can actually go ahead and search and expose that information, make it available for information workers. So those are just three of the reasons why I think enterprise search is a big, big investment area. So I would say that's the second one. And in the third one, I would say business intelligence. We made a tremendous amount of business intelligence investments in Office SharePoint Server, and some of the features that I just want to point out, and some of my favorite features, are things like Excel services. So with Office SharePoint Server 2007, you can actually host Excel files on the server. So one of the challenges that customers have told us is they want to be able to publish an Excel spreadsheet and not have that spreadsheet get emailed around 1,000 would be 1,000 times. And they may not want to expose formulas or IP. So let's say I'm a CXO, let's say I'm a CEO, and I want to publish our earnings to my customers and to my partners and to the whole entire world. But really what I want to do is just publish one graph or one piece of my table, but I don't want them, but I don't want to show them sheet two and sheet three where all the real rich data is that the formulas are based off of or where the charts are based off of. So with Excel services, I can select the chart or select the table and publish that so only that is viewable. None of the formulas are viewable. It's read only. People can view the content. And developers can actually take advantage of any formulas out there with an XML Web Services interface. So there's a lot of richness there, and that's one example. And then there's a bunch of other stuff we've done on the BI front. For example, we have a report center where you can expose different types of reports using SQL Server analysis services or reporting services. And we also have things like different types of lists, like KPI lists. So key performance indicators, you can actually go ahead and track them. So I know that was a short question, but that's kind of, you know, those are my top three investment areas, if you will.
Yeah, and I've played with it. A lot of the reporting things and the types of stuff you're talking about, it seems like we might have taken some knowledge from the project server group and boiled that in for, like, you know, maybe there's other folks that can use some of these great features. I know we probably didn't use the same technology, but I think that's the kind of things that people might be seeing. It's very exciting that we have with SharePoint. Now, often I read your blog all the time. You want to tell people where your blog is? Because I'm telling you what, folks, if you want the skinny on SharePoint, you need to read Arpan's blog.
Sure. Actually, there are two things I'd like to point out. One is the SharePoint team blog, which is better than my team blog. It's better than my blog. It's blogs.msdn.com/SharePoint. Highly recommend people subscribe to that. And the other, and my personal blog, is blogs.msdn.com/SharePoint. Arpan S.
So Arpan, where can customers get a hold of this specifically? Can the TechNet subscribers get a hold of it today?
Yes, they can. So again, Windows SharePoint Services is available right off of Microsoft.com, off the Download Center. And if you're an MSDN or TechNet subscriber, you can download Office SharePoint Server. The one thing that we didn't get a chance to talk about today, Matt, is that there are two different CALs for it. So do, you know, make sure you use the right product ID, whether you're looking for standard functionality or enterprise functionality.
That's an excellent point. What are some of the differences between why would somebody actually look at enterprise versus standard?
So enterprise, the enterprise SKU for Office SharePoint Server comes with additional functionality, clearly. And some of the, at a high level, some of the business intelligence capabilities that I mentioned before are in the enterprise SKU. And we also have, in addition to the BI capabilities, other functionality that comes in the enterprise SKU is things like form services, which is the ability to host InfoPath forms on the server. That comes with enterprise, as well as one of the features that I alluded to before, which is known as the business data catalog. And the business data catalog is that piece of functionality that allows you to connect with structured information like a database or a line of business application. And that feature also comes with the enterprise SKU. Standard SKU comes with a lot of great ECM capabilities that I talked about before. Standard SKU also comes with enterprise search. The only caveat there is it doesn't come with the business data search because of what I just said about the business data catalog being part of enterprise. And the standard SKU comes with great portal and personalization capabilities as they were in SPS 2003 and more. And of course, you get all the WSS capabilities because it's built on top of it, like wikis, blogs, and collaboration, and so on and so forth.
So overall, it just has some more, and they can check out probably their licensing specialist to see what CAL fits their business and their solutions.
Yes.
Best.
Yes. The only thing you want to keep in mind if you're going and deploying is a couple of the upgrade and deployment options. So if you are using an eval version of Office SharePoint Server, the good news is you can actually move from eval to release bits very easily. So you can start with eval, and then you can move to release bits. So essentially, you're just changing the PID or the product ID. And if you're starting with standard, you can actually move to enterprise rather quickly. So you're just upgrading your server, if you will. It's the other way that you need to be careful about. Starting with enterprise and then moving back to standard is something that, quite frankly, isn't supported. We did release some information on how you would attempt to do that on our SharePoint team blog, but I raise caution because you do want to make sure you start with the right server. Otherwise, you might have challenges going from enterprise to standard. So it's very important to make sure you're choosing the right product ID.
Okay, awesome. Well, Arpan, I just want to say thank you for taking time out of your busy day today to talk to us about Office SharePoint Server 2007. And everybody else, I want to say thank you for listening. And Arpan, do you have any last words?
Yeah, there are just two things. Check out the evaluation guide that should be available shortly. We have an evaluation guide for Office SharePoint Server and Windows SharePoint Services 3.0 that kind of walks through the features and the product walkthrough and all the different types of functionality. And the other thing is, for the customers out there looking for a migration or upgrade, we actually have a migration center up on MSDN that you can take a look at. And on our TechNet center, we have a lot of great upgrade migration information that I encourage you to look at as well.
All right. Well, thank you again, Arpan, for your time on your busy day. And with that, I'll say goodbye, and everybody have a great day.
Thank you.
Matt Hester and Arpan Shah on TechNet Radio. There's an on-demand TechNet webcast with Arpan Shah if you want to get more information from him, and it's titled An In-Depth Look at Windows SharePoint Services and Office SharePoint Server 2007. Tune into that webcast for a technical overview. You'll look at the goals of SharePoint Server 2007, explore the functional architecture, and examine each of the new feature areas in detail. The link for that one is on our site, Microsoft.com/TNRadio, or you can visit Microsoft.com/webcasts. There are a couple more live webcasts on SharePoint coming up. There's one tomorrow, January 3rd, at 9:30 a.m. Pacific Time, and that's a TechNet webcast upgrading and migrating to Office SharePoint Server 2007. Learn about the different upgrade alternatives available and the advantages and disadvantages of each, and how to handle special circumstances that may exist in your environment. And that's with one of our TechNet presenters, Blaine Barton. And you'll actually be hearing some more from him next month when he does some interviews here for us on TechNet Radio. There's another TechNet webcast on Monday, January 8th at 1 p.m. Pacific Time titled Planning for and Deploying Office SharePoint Server 2007. And that's with another one of our TechNet presenters, Kevin Remdy. In that webcast, you'll see a detailed overview of the Microsoft Office SharePoint Server 2007 architecture, learn about the concepts behind the topology, server roles, network conditions, and security topics. Go ahead and visit Microsoft.com/webcast for more information on that one. All right, so that's everything for today. I'd love to see some more emails from you out there, so remember, our email address is tnradio@microsoft.com. Thanks as always for listening. We do appreciate it. For everyone here at TechNet Radio, I'm Aurora Queen.
Have comments or want to request a story idea? Call us at 1-877-814-6506.